AM. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm, radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours!
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours.
Good morning,
fellow citizens of Earth.
Here we are. We are, as of this 7 o'clock hour on this fine Friday, I think it's May 29th. It's May 29th. You are kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. I am your host, Anthony Opasensky, and you're listening to X-Ray FM. Welcome! Yeah, spooky season. It's not just for October. There's ghosts everywhere. Why is that the ghost sound? Is that just me? I don't know. But it's spooky. That's not spooky, though. I'm not spooked right now. I'm alone in a basement, and I'm not spooked. But I haven't seen Obsession yet, so maybe that's why I'm not truly scared. It's Friday. We're kicking it off here. Kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. It's going to be great. You got me again alone. I know it's sad for the first hour, and then I will be joined by some lovely, lovely folks from Cliffbanger, the musical improv. Very excited. They're amazingly talented, and kick off the show. They got a show tomorrow, I believe at 7 p.m. But let me confirm that, because I should have done my homework. That is something that I should do as a runner of this show. I should know what is happening at all times. That's not spooky. It's not spooky. Maybe some. Sorry if I did spook you. I guess I should. I'm not gonna assume. 7 p.m. Saturday, Cliffbanger Musical Improv. It's incredible. It's so much fun to see. So we're gonna have those lovely people. I haven't asked them yet, but you got to bring it up if someone's rocking musical improv. We're gonna see if they can make it happen. The thing I'm worried about, I'm going to ask them to do some musical improv. We've got microphones. We've got an enthralled audience, a rapt attention. So we're going to see if we can make some musical wonders happen, because it's super fun to watch and to see happen. I'm nervous if they're going to pull me into it, because I'm not a musical boy. But, you know, if they do ask me to join, I'm scared. But we'll see what happens. I believe in myself. But yeah, so we're hanging out for the first hour. We're gonna do some chitting and some chatting, maybe some musical listening. get prepped for those folks, and then when they have arrived, I'll bring them on, and we'll have a wonderful last half of the show. So it's going to be great.
It's going to be a good one.
And if you do, if you have any thoughts on music, because this is going to be, I think, I wrote down a lot of questions around music, because I have a lot of questions. The biggest one is really, how do you find new music? So that's my biggest question right now, which I'll ask them. We'll see. I don't know. They're musical folk. Is music a big part of their lives? We'll see. But if you have any thoughts or questions throughout these wonderful 2 hours and throughout this morning, you can text in at 971-220-KXRY. That is 971-220-5979. But it should be already saved in your phone. You should already know. It's great. It's perfect. We are all ready to go. But yeah. So, what's happening in the day? I don't know. What are you gonna do? We're chilling. What's happening? What's been happening this week? Oh boy, beautiful weather. I was on another plane this weekend, or last weekend, which, boy, went to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. What an airport! Of all the airports I've been to, that was one of them. To be fair, I mean, airports are impressive. As bad as they can be and annoying as they can be, again, they're logistical miracles, I think. I mean, the fact that everything runs relatively smoothly is, in fact, bonkers. There's so much going on. But our flight leaving was delayed, and then it was delayed, and then it was delayed, and then it was delayed again. I don't know if it was actually ever canceled, but we canceled it. It is interesting to be in that space when there's some, because you start to hear the murmurs start. There's like, and it becomes a dull roar, and like the smart people zip to the line to talk to the wonderful folks who's also. Shouts out to those people who work the gate for those airlines, because they are frontline soldiers in this. And people get immediately awful. I'm like, listen, no one's happy to be delayed, for sure. Everyone's got a different situation, but boy. Like, there was a very obvious line forming, and there was one person at the gate, and the second person at the gate had just come on, very clearly just walked up and was getting stuff situated, getting ready to help people, mind you. This woman started her own line in front of that person and started just asking them a million questions. And the woman was like, hey, I'm not sure, just let me get set up and then I can help you. And the woman turned away and I didn't know people really rolled their eyes like this, like comically exaggerated, but she just turned away and was like, ugh, and rolled her eyes, like full head and eye roll. And I was like, what? Where do you get off? What is happening? Bonkers. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. Just give it a second. We're all in the same place. We're all trying to figure out. I know everybody's got different places to go and different schedules and stuff, but we're all trying to get by. I don't think there's any room for people to be acting like that. It's wild. Turns out there was a thunderstorm in the area. So, but yeah, it was just a kind of a mad dash. But yeah, there's a low murmur that starts and everybody gets a grumbling. And then it just goes from there. And you can see everybody getting to their phone. And then we had to interact with an agent through the app. That was kind of the easiest way, which now AI's got me doubting everything. I'm like, is this a real person? Is this... And then they were texting in short... Or they were messaging in shorthand. And I was like, okay, maybe this is a real person. You know, they're like, hey, BRB looking for... flight. BRB. LMAO. So I was like, okay, we're probably of the same ilk, of the same age range, which I don't know how that makes me feel, but here we are. So yeah, they ended up helping. But I went through the app. There's so many wild things that I'm confused about in today's modern society. I went to text them because I was like, we'll just do a chat situation. I'm not trying to really, I don't need to talk to somebody to get, this will be the fastest way. And I go through their app into the chat, and then it calls somebody. And I hear this faint, like, hello? And I think, it's a ghost. Spooky. That one time I was spooked. So it ends up being something that had like somehow called through the chat. And it wasn't like a normal phone call. I had no idea where this voice was coming from. It was immediately on speaker. Like there was no other option, which I'm in a public place. I'm in an airport, no less. What am I supposed to do? So I'm like shouting into this. I ended up just going with the texting option. It was a lot easier than this strange speakerphone option. But we ended up figuring it out. Tough. They really don't take any responsibility for weather either, which I suppose is fair. They, to my knowledge, can't control the weather. So who knows? But yeah, there's this one guy who was getting real worked up and not treating. He was talking about how, wait, so I'm stuck here because your pilots suck? I'm like, what is that jump to? How do you get there? Also, pilots, shouts out. And how do you even do it? The crazy thing is the windows on an airplane are so tiny, the front windows. I'm like, how do you even know where you're going? I'm used to a car. If a car windshield is a little bit smaller than I'm used to, I'm not driving it. I'm livid. I can't. I'm like, I can't see another thing. So yeah, impressive. Respect to everybody who makes airports happen because, oh, and then I'm sure everybody wants to hear about my logistical challenges at the airport and my amazement at the logistics of it. Everybody wants to, and that's why I'm talking about it. Okay, that's why I'm here. It's 7:10 and the people are clamoring. They said, maybe someone's on their way to the airport. That could be a thing. Oh my gosh. Well, good luck. I'm always the type of person that gets there. I'm like, we got to get there 2 hours early. You never know what security is going to be like. And then I convince my fiance. She's like, we're fine. We can leave this time. I'm like, what if we left 3 hours before that time that you said? And so I eventually convince her that we should get there 2 hours early. And then we inevitably just walk through security because for some reason there's never a line there. And then we get through security. And I can finally take a deep breath because we're past the most anxiety-inducing part. But then she is like, I told you. And then, but then you just hang out at the airport. You get a really expensive beer, and you get a really expensive salad, and you get a really expensive chicken strips. And then you just split that, and you just hang out for an hour and a half. And then you board, and you're fine. So really, it's a pretty good strategy if you think about it. Right, so everybody wants to know. What did you do with your bags? Did you change flights? Great questions, everyone. If you do have questions, 971-220-5979. You're kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy, of course. It's Friday. In the 7 o'clock hour, you know what's happening on X-Ray. So we checked a bag before the delay, and then we ended up switching our flight path after the delay, trying to get a can we skirt around the storm? I don't know how storms work. I'm assuming you can do that. Didn't work. So we ended up getting a hotel with some friends. And we hung out and had a pizza party, basically, which, again, best case scenario. If you're going to have a flight delayed, have friends. Next time you're planning on having a delayed flight, here's my word of advice. Next time you're planning on having a delayed flight, have some friends that also have canceled or delayed flights, and then take an Uber to the same hotel and have a pizza party. I would really recommend it. It's good fun. I think it's something everybody should do. You know, if you can, it's a really good alternative. Because the other pathway is you take an Uber yourself. It's expensive, and then you're sitting alone and you're kind of sad. And then we watched the basketball. It was honestly a pretty peak evening, all things considered. But the bag, so we rerouted our flight path, and we're like, oh man, we're going to have to, the bag's going to be in a different place. We're going to have to wait for it, or we're going to have to come back to the airport to get it, which any time that in that situation that it makes it to your end destination, that's incredible either way. But the bag followed us on our flight path, which is crazy. It took the same flights after all that. Again, logistically incredible. Nothing's perfect, but the fact that it can all happen is bonkers. So yeah, a little bit of a exciting flight. Oh, also, I left my Kindle in the seat pocket of the first flight. We had a layover in Denver before we got back. And by layover, I mean we had 10 minutes to sprint across the Denver airport, dodging portals to a different dimension and the laser red eyes of that weird horse that they have in that airport. The Illuminati were conspiring against us. Or what is it? New World Order? Whoever built a portal into the underworld or whatever in the Denver airport, conspiring against us as we sprinted across. I don't think we actually ran, because I really try to avoid running in an airport. It's never a good look, but sometimes you can't avoid it. But, you know? And you're never prepared to run. I'm not ever in, like, running attire. I don't ever really want to sweat. Because sometimes when you get on the airplane, it's like, well, before we take off, we're going to blast hot air into the cabin just to get everybody nice and marinated before we spend, you know, multiple hours in this tube together recycling the same air. It's great. I really want to weigh that bathroom air down as people go before we take off. You can't hold it. Anyway, I'm ranting about airport decorum now. Come on. So left it like a fool in the front seat pocket. The thing they tell you to check every time before you. I've never left anything in there. This time I decide to leave my Kindle there. And I realized it as I got on the next plane. So we sprinted through the Denver airport. And I realized it as I got to take it out to read. Surprising to some, I am literate. Yeah, I know that's... some people listen to me, whoa, wow. News to me. And I get it. I get it. I really do. Filled out one of those fun forms, the lost item form. Luckily, I had all of the information. I was like, it was this flight. It was this seat. And I think they obviously give you space for a little product description. And I don't know if I went into detail. Because it's very nondescript, like it's a black Kindle with no case. There's no like defining feature about it. And so I was like, oh, well, if you open it, which obviously that's what someone who finds it is going to do, the book is, you know, it's... it's a black Kindle, no case. If you open the book, it's heated rivalry, you know, right at the point where they first make sweet, sweet love. You can read that chapter. I was typing all this out. I was like, you can read that chapter. I think it's well written. You know, it's a kind of a high point in the story, you know, if you want to kind of a blurb to really, you know, get a feel for the narrator. No, obviously, I didn't. I did say what book I was reading. I don't know if that's too much information. Because I was like, I need something to help tell, like, what is this book? Or what is this Kindle to define it? So, I don't know. They ended up finding it. Because there was a lot of doubt around me. Because I sent that report, and the folks around me are like, it's not the folk. It's one. My fiance was like, you're not going to ever find that. They're never going to find it. She started looking up Kindles to buy, which are too expensive at this point. I'm like, it's supposed to be the cost of a book. No one ever said that. So, yeah, I mean, I was like, I have faith. Again, my faith in the logistics of the airport situation have never faltered. And so, yeah, continues to this day, because not but 2 days later, they said, hey, we found your found your Kindle, and we're shipping it back. I did have to pay for shipping, which I told this to my fiance. I said, oh, they found it. They're shipping it back. She's like, whoa, that's so nice of them. They did not do it out of the kindness of their heart. I did have to pay for shipping. And they didn't give me an option for shipping. This is where I flipped the script and complained about the logistics. It's FedEx 2-day, and I was like, I don't want to pay $30 for 2 days. Like, I'm not – just ship it back. I'm happy to get it back. I don't need it back expeditiously. Give me an option at least for like a postal horse carrier or something, you know? Kind of those times where they pass letters town to town and just hope that it gets there. So yeah, got my Kindle's on the way back apparently. But then I had to go. This is just me bragging about all the tiny screens that I have. I've been using the Kindle app to read my books. Cause I'm a reading before bed. I get in my little nightshirt with my little cap, my little candle on my little holder, my little glasses all the way to my nose, and I read tall tales before I go to bed. So it helps. Helps me slumber. It's all good, though. Reading before bed is great until you get in a really good book, and then you end up reading for, like... Because it's always, one more chapter. And Kindle will sometimes tell you. I don't know if we have any Kindle fanatics out there. It's been a while since I've read a paperback book, or a hardcover, a physical book, which I don't know how I feel about that. I did it to avoid... Because we were buying books all over the place. I was like, this isn't sustainable. So we got a lot. Shouts out to the Libby app as well. Folks aren't using the Libby app. I hope that it helps local libraries, but the Libby app is great. You need a library card. It connects to a local library. You get access to their stuff, and you can rent ebooks through it. It's very fun. If you have a favorite book you're reading right now, you can text in. Because that's what we're kicking off our weekend with Kickstand Comedy here on X-Ray FM, talking about literature. 971-220-5979. Texting your books. And Paul, if you're listening, driving your daughter to school, I don't want any hockey biographies. I don't need any of those. I know you got a million, but I don't need to read those. I'm okay. I'll take... you just tell me about it when the topic comes up. There you go. I'm not a big non-fiction guy. I read mostly, unsurprising, sci-fi and fantasy. Because really, read what you love. I'm not... Every once in a while, I'll try like a self-help type book, and it just gets me depressed. Because... Part of me is like, who are you? You had a blog when blogs were cool, and now all of a sudden you're writing books about Atomic Habits. Yeah, that's a James Clear shout out. Not really shout out. He doesn't really have any credentials, from what I understand. Also, I know we wanted to continue with the Kindle conversation. The final straw was we land finally in Portland, and a little notification pops up. This was United flight, so they had the little screens, in-flight entertainment, and a little notification pops up, says, hey, please don't leave anything in your seat pocket. Like, check it, make sure you got everything. It's like, hey, would have been nice a couple of hours ago. Going to use that. Also, didn't see it on anybody else's screen. I was like, are you targeting? Is this targeting me? Is this because I submitted the report not but 2 hours ago? I don't need this. I don't need this harassment. So, that was my exciting plane travel. Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. So yeah, there it is. Also, I've been... This is a sharp turn, but here we are. I got a new pen recently, and this is, again, please, if you have thoughts and feelings on pens, and you have if you have a favorite pen, 971. This is very important. 971-220-5979. Text it in, because I'm always on the lookout for a good pen. Right now. And it's interesting to talk to folks about their pen preferences. I write with a pen a decent amount. My handwriting is atrocious. Even I think it's bad. And I don't know. There are times where I'm like, I don't know what I read. Like, if I scribble a note, I'm like, 50-50 shot if I'm going to be able to, one, even remember that I wrote this note, and two, read the note should I need it in any situation. It takes a little bit of time to decipher occasionally, so I don't know when. I've heard that, I don't know if this is true or not, so I'm probably going to say it out loud. For that, women usually develop like finer motor skills a little earlier than men, which is why there's some statistically or possibly stereotypically better handwriting for maybe women than men. I don't know why. Mine is awful. I get a lot of like, oh, you got engineering, you got doctor handwriting, which, like, much to the chagrin of every chef at every restaurant that I've worked at, that you had to handwrite stuff, which I suppose was really only one. But many a time was I called back into the kitchen to decipher my writing, which, again, not always the most useful, because sometimes I had to really think about it, and it happens. So yeah, got a new pen. It's, what is it, Uniball Jetstream. I'm rocking the 0.7. I think I'm a 0.7. 0.5 is a little too, I think that's finer for me, right? Finer, yeah. 0.5, I feel like I'm scratching. Wait, no. Yeah. I don't know which one is bigger or not. Well, obviously, 0.7 is bigger than 0.5, but here we are. You feel like I'm scratching the paper. So, you know, some of those noises. So, and I got a cool new color. So that's nice. It's very on palette, which I'm impressed. Shouts out to Uniball. Making some on palette trendy pens, which is great. And I know this is going to surprise you. I'm kind of a black ink guy. But for the last few years, I've been using a pen with purple ink. So that's been exciting. Last couple journals and notebooks have been filled with purple ink. But it's fun to peruse the... That's one of the aisles in a store. It's like one of the few times I'll go into like a Staples or an Office Depot is to peruse their pen aisle, and I would just walk down it acting like I know what I'm doing. I go, yeah, the Sharpie, I just can't, not a fan of that. It's too, to be fair, the Sharpie S gel is a little too much for me. Lines are a little too thick. Love a good smooth operator, but because somehow some pens make my handwriting noticeably worse, which is honestly impressive. So if you have any pen recommendations, I'm not looking for a fountain pen. I'm just looking for a good, comfortable, classic pen. Something you can buy in a store. I don't want to go to a specialty store. Actually, I would go to a specialty store. So if you got any specialty stores, if there's any, if anyone out there has any stationery stores in the area that you enjoy, I would love to hear about them. Love to support a little local stationery store. I'm a sucker for a good notebook. You know, blank. I'm a graph guy. I like the graph, the orderliness of the graph paper, which is kind of hard to find. Because to me, it helps. You can one line, and then you can go in. You can indent one space. It's kind of, it's the engineer in me, I suppose. I went through school using engineering and graph paper, so. Yeah. There you go. What else? I got so many notes. Let's get the ball rolling. This week, very exciting week, obviously, for the airport debacle of May of 2026. People are going to be talking about it for ages. But it's another fun thing that happened was, fun thing, I suppose, had a little bit of little bit of a breakthrough in the old counseling domain, which is nice. I was challenged on some stuff. Really forced myself to look inward, which hadn't really ever. I don't know if it had happened before, but this was one of those moments where you kind of go, "Oh, dang, nice, impressive, my guy. You know what you're doing. You know, do one of the things you go." Ah. The time I was like, is this really worth all this money I'm spending on it? The answer is yes. Most of the time, it is yes. But, you know, it's good to be validated. But, yeah, I was like, no. So this is what this stuff is for. But then shortly afterwards, he kind of dropped the mic because we kind of had this. He was poking me, challenged me a little bit. I was like, whoa, dang. And then he's like, okay, we got to wrap up soon. I was like, oh, my gosh. You're just going to leave me with that for the rest of the week? I got to just hang out with this? Because I don't really, you know, the thing about that is I don't really know what to do with that information. What am I supposed to, I'm like, okay, I've just had this revelation. You're supposed to help me work through it. I got to wait another week? So that's how they get you, with that continuous self-improvement. Next time. On Anthony's Counseling. I don't know what type of narrator that was, but I guess maybe that's the first thing that came out of my mouth, so maybe that's what in the sitcom of my life, maybe that's my narrator. That's probably annoying to watch. So yeah, I mean, I just want the people out there to know, the people that are worrying about me shouting in the void for 2 hours every Friday. I'm doing okay. Got my own narrator. We're working through it. So, it's important. Well, it's been, yes, ma'am, a little bit over 1.5 hour. So, we are going to go ahead and take a short musical break, and then we'll be back chatting. And then at around 8 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by the wonderful folks from Cliffbanger, a musical improv show that is happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 30th, at Kickstand at 7 p.m. So it'll be super fun talking with them. Very excited. And we'll take a little musical break, and then we'll chat for a little bit more, and then we'll bring them on, and we'll have a grand old time. It will truly be wonderful. So, stay tuned, stay listening, and stay cool. I'll be back in but a moment. I couldn't find a way.
Like a bow tied kangaroo, you be one and I'll be inside every snail shell is a tiny disco ball. Disco isn't dead, instead it turns out that it just got small. They've got the boogie oogie all up in their buggy bodies. These super freaks of nature love to seek out funky hobbies. Disco snails, they're off to San Francisco where the disco's off the rails. They meet and dance the disco in disgusting garbage pails. The after parties in your garden where they'll eat your kale and dance to disco cause they're disco snails.
Disco what?
Disco snails, they're leaving silver trails.
Disco
way. Current positions, third in mission.
Disco how?
They're on the roof, they found the groove.
Disco why?
The simple answer is they're dancers. On the freeway, for the snails are on the loose. Watch your step, they're only 1 inch tall atop their platform shoes. They've got the smoothest groovy moves up in their buggy bodies. This downright funkadelic bunch have come to start the party. Disco snails, they're off to San Francisco where the disco's off the rails. They meet and dance the disco in disgusting garbage pails. The after parties in your garden where they'll eat your kale and dance to disco cause they're disco snails.
Disco what?
Disco snails, they're leaving silver trails.
Disco
where? They're in the hate, filled with love.
Disco how?
It's not a spoof, they've found the groove. The simple answer is they're dancers.
Disco what?
Disco snails, they're leaving silver trails.
Disco where?
Their latitude is gratitude.
Disco how?
It's not a spoof, they found the groove.
Disco why?
The simple answer is they're dancers.
Just heard was called Disco Snails by Wolfman and Zachary Barker, which is an incredible premise for a song. Excuse me, I had to sneeze, couldn't do it in the microphone. You are listening to Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kicksand Comedy here on X-Ray FM. KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. I'm your host, Anthony Opasensky, and we're hanging out for the first hour, just chilling, and then shortly we will be joined by some wonderful folks from Cliffbanger Musical Improv. We're going to chat music. We're going to chat improv. We're going to chat musical improv. Very excited to talk with them. They will be arriving shortly, so I'm very excited about that. But about this song, if you're wondering, in the official music video for Disco Snails, directed by Jack Stratton, shouts out, the playful concept of dancing snails is brought to life with vibrant visuals that complement the song's funky groove. The video adds an extra layer of fun to the already whimsical track, which you love to see. Love it that there's a song out there called Disco Snails about disco. I don't know if there's like some different, you know, layer that I'm not really getting, but I just want to believe that the song's about dancing snails. I'm sure there's more to it, but here we are. I don't need to add any extra layers to my disco snails. So maybe I'm the weird guy. It's probably true. I'm sitting here just shouting into nothing. So if you have any thoughts on disco snails or other mollusks, gastropods, or cephalopods, or bivalves for that matter, that could maybe tear up a dance floor, text in 971-220-5979. Give me your opinions on your favorite. What's your favorite mollusk? Any. I'm not discriminating, you know. Yeah, bivalves, cephalopods, gastropods. All of them are valid here on Kicking Off Your Weekend with Kickstand Comedy. Speaking of disco snails, I do love, you know, the fact that humans can make a song about disco snails is wonderful. And I was thinking during the break, I don't know how this popped in my head, but it's very nice that a lot of like conventions are popping up. Conventions and festivals. I was reading this weekend, also another little local plug for the Portland area, there's a Bloody Mary festival. And I mean, I had a friend who loved, I guess I was still, you know, it's been a while since we've chatted, but I still count him as a friend, you know? And he loved Bloody Marys. He's the type of guy that would go out on a night on the town and drink like three or four Bloody Marys, which is incredible because those are basically three or four snacks and meals. So impressive there. But you know, I love that there can be festivals for anything. Festivals and conventions for anything. I mean, it's, you love to see those little communities find each other and thrive. You know, I'm assuming all of these festivals that everyone's having are good festivals. You know, I'm sure there are some conventions that are not great, but I do really want, because I'll every once in a while see like a billboard for like a reptile convention or something. I really do want to go to one of those at some point. Or even a tattoo convention would be really interesting, because I don't know what goes on in there. Like, are they actively giving, are there chances for tattoos? Are people giving tattoos? Is it a display of art? I'm sure, of course, there's a bunch of vendors there that are trying to sell needles or tattoo guns or inks, I guess, I suppose, everything that goes in, or safety equipment as well. I'm sure there's like new designs in the table space for tattoos. But I'm just curious what goes on. So maybe I'll have to buy some tickets to these. A reptile one, because I want to go to the reptile one because I want to see some lizards. I want to see some cool lizards and snakes. I don't think reptiles smell fantastic, so hopefully the HVAC system in the convention center is able to handle the reptile smell. But I've been to the dog show. Also, go to the dog show. There's a dog show at the convention center, or the expo center, sorry. Those are two different places. Reptile show probably not happening in the convention center. Seems more of an expo center type of situation. I don't know what the difference is in those two. Convention seems a little more business oriented, less reptile focused. So maybe it's an expo center situation. But the dog show happens in January at the expo center. It's a good time. Unless you're allergic to dogs, then it's obviously not that good of a time. But you get to meet all the dogs. And the people that have it, and they're strutting their stuff. Their suits are pressed and steamed. They're looking good. Do you steam a suit? Here we are. It's very fun. Because you get to see all the through the, probably you can go into the back room where everyone's like getting prepped and the dogs are hanging out and they're napping and you get to go pet them and you see a little, scratch your little ears because they all want to be pet. You also meet a lot of dogs because people will take, there'll be like meet and greet times for certain breeds. So if you want to vibe, see how you vibe with a breed, you can go there, check it out. See what the best of the best looks like. And see if you want it. Because that was part of our research before we got our dog. We kind of already knew what breed we wanted. But you go there and you get to interact with a bunch of them and you get to hang out. And of course, when you go there, these are the most well-trained versions of that breed. And then whenever you get your dog, you go, wait a second. Wait a second. Why are you not perfect like the dog that put in hours and hours of training. Oh boy. Okay, I've gotten word. Hello, I've gotten word that the mic is not working, which is a tragedy. So I gotta figure that out. That's only slightly nerve-wracking. I'm gonna keep talking to see if I can figure out if I truly am not. Because I don't know how to fix that, which is a little bit scary. Oh, that is oh, we're working. There's just still that buzz. There's still a little bit of a buzz. Or maybe we're not broadcasting correctly. This is where I start to shut down and cry, because I have six buttons that I know how to push. Going in and out. Oh no. Oh no. Alright, well, we can try and figure that out. Maybe I'm too close to it, or I'm not close enough to the mic. We'll see. We'll see. I will try to fix this. Thank you, intrepid listener, for letting me know. I will try and fix that situation with my wealth of knowledge that I have about fixing stuff. But good news. Me trying to fix the mic situation. I have word that we have some guests that are currently at the door. So I will hopefully remedy the situation, and I will go retrieve our guests and come back and chat some wonderful, wonderful musical improv. I'm very excited, so please bear with me while I figure out these technical difficulties, and keep listening. Keep kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy here on X-Ray FM, and I'll be back with some wonderful guests and some wonderful chat about musical improv, so stay tuned.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. The world.